You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, Aotearoa's seaweed sector has had a comprehensive industry plan released recently. Work by EnviroStrat, funded by the Sustainable Seas National Science Challenge, created the Seaweed Sector Framework, a roadmap to help guide the development of a thriving, high-value seaweed sector that provides meaningful environmental, social and cultural benefits as well as economic to local communities and nationally. This morning I spoke to Rob Major, a project lead, about the work. I started by asking what the challenges for the industry have been thus far.
One of the biggest challenges for the seaweed industry here in New Zealand is that it's still developing. And part of the reason is that is not a lot of people in the sort of in the West, in Europe, in New Zealand, in America, understand how good a product the seaweed is. And so recently, with sort of a change in attitude towards that, more and more customers and consumers are interested in seaweed, but also more and more marine farmers and producers and also processors are interested in sort of growing seaweed and then trying to sell that. So a bit of big sort of upwelling of momentum of sort of people that are really interested in sort of producing seaweed and then selling seaweed. And as part of that, they found new barriers, which led to things like government regulation, sort of trying to find the right sort of products to sell.
What kind of uses can seaweed have? You kind of touched on it there.
Seaweed, best well known as a food product. So what's on the outside of your sushi is a red seaweed. Also in lots of soups, they use sort of kelps. But there's also other opportunities in sort of health and beauty sectors. There's lots of antioxidants and bioactives in some of those seaweed species that are good for the skin, as well as other health benefits, reduce blood pressure. There's also a growing market for seaweed as for animal feeds. There's been a lot of media and sort of excitement around the idea of feeding seaweeds to ruminants, mostly the cows, to try and reduce the methane emissions they have in their birds. But they also, there's a couple of successful companies here in New Zealand that are using seaweeds as biostimulants and fertilizers. And one of the things that's really exciting to me as a marine ecologist is these markets that are growing around the ecosystem services. So it's how the seaweed provide habitat to other species, increasing local biodiversity, and then also how they sort of take up nitrogens and other sort of chemicals in the water in a process called bioremediation to improve the water quality around them.
So a new framework has been introduced, which is what we're chatting about today. What does the new framework identify as ways that we can grow the sector?
So the biggest thing the framework identifies is sort of the aspirations of the people that are currently in the sector and people that want to be in the sector. So what we've done is it's been a really collaborative process. We've had a series of workshops talking to not only sort of businesses, but also to farmers, to scientists, and to Māori organisations and iwi groups that are really engaged in the agriculture sector. And probably the biggest thing that everyone is worried about is sort of the regulatory environment we're in, so the government laws around how we farm things. And that's because seaweeds sit between agriculture, which is the Resource Management Act, and fisheries, which is the quota management system. So there's sort of this weird middle ground where they're sort of being governed by two rules. So we're just trying to make some suggestions to simplify that so that they can then go forward and start doing what they need to do.
How will a Māori perspective be incorporated into the industry plan?
So we see a really big role for Māori as leaders in the sector. As I said before, Māori are really engaged in the agriculture sector. They see it as a really good opportunity to make money, but also look after the environment and sort of meet their intergenerational values. So that was a really big push for us, and it's part of the Sustainable Seas Challenge. The co-governance is a really important value of the ecosystem-based management. So it's all along the way we've been talking to Māori businesses. One of the case studies from our project was with Tafana Apino, which are an iwi group up north who are looking to get into seaweed agriculture, and they're pushing really hard, which is really cool. So yeah, they've got a really big role to play as leaders in the sector.
Amazing. And so what is the next step from here? Is there funding available to implement this plan, or is it up to commercial stakeholders?
This project, at the very least, this is the Sustainable Seas project we've finished. This is kind of step zero for the sector, from my perspective, where it's sort of we've talked to everybody that's there and got some suggestions to move forward, and now it's up for the industry participants to sort of pick up it up and sort of and move forward with it. And we're already seeing that. So one of the big recommendations we had was to form a seaweed sector group. And so that's happened. We had the Aotearoa New Zealand Seaweed Association. And we had their first AGM last Friday at our seaweed summit. So they're coming together with a plan for how they can take these recommendations moving forward. We've also seen one of the project partners, Envirostrat, that they've recently gone and put some seaweed in the water as part of the Green Wave movement, which is a cooperative approach to hatcheries and farming seaweed and then processing it. So we are starting to see the industry move forward and take these suggestions forward and sort of use the momentum that's been gathered around this project and around ANZA to try and achieve their goals here.
That was me speaking to Rob Major, a project lead on Seaweed Sector Framework, about the future of Aotearoa's seaweed industry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.